Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Usually we ain't got no time to do stuff like this. Because
like what?
Because we be too busy playing music and stuff.
Okay.
But it is National Grammar Day.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. You and I are sticklers at grammar.
Yes. And in the world of autocorrect, there really is sort of no reason for poor grammar. You can check everything that you send out.
Exactly. And sometimes I think we're over the top with it. I at least I think I am. And I find myself correcting people and they give you that look like, Tom, like, who cares? So it's like, oh, okay. Like,
I love the I could care less or the I couldn't care less debacle debate. Those are great.
Yeah, there's so many of them out there. Like, hey, I listened to your show. You really did good today. No, that's Laura good. We did well.
Yes. Or hi, how are you? I'm good. Yes, by name, but I'm doing well.
There it is. So we have to take a break at this time just to reintroduce good grammar to all of our friends in Central PA listening. So here it is, folks.
Happy National Grammar Day. Let's hope it's wonderfuler than last year.
Wonderful.
Maybe you can find peoples to celebrate with.
Peoples?
And remember, never, never, ever use no wrong wording.
No
wrong wording. Me, for one, take for granted all of the other people's bad grammars. Specifically, how they is always thinking it's supposedly right to say, for all intensive purposes, I is fortunate because my teacher teached me good.
Well,
and
I
learned
good.
A lot. Thank you.
Right. You're welcome. Wow. Our production department needs a little grammar
lesson. I think they might need a little refresher course.
I think so. Jimmy Fallon talks about Michaels being sold. I didn't even know they were for sale. Cool story,
Wait.
Though.
The craft store?
Yep. They've been sold nationwide.
To whom?
Oh, see, you didn't say to who. I like it. It is National Grammar Day. We'll be back in just a bit. Tom and Laura.
Oh, sorry.
You can't
wanted
do
me
that.
To say that.
Yeah, but I thought, how can we do it grammatically incorrect? There is no way. It's just Tom and Laura.
It's just Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Attention, everybody! Please shut up!
Shut up, shut up, shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up! Shut your stupid hole!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Hey. Shut up!
Shut it up!
Why don't you shut up?
Here it is. Everybody talks too much. Science has proven, Laura, that people literally don't know when to shut up.
I mean, I feel like this could be applied to us. We talk for a living.
I know. That's what scares me. A new study of conversations published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences USA says says that conversations almost never end when both parties want them to, and that people are very poor at judging when their partner should call it quits. In other words, shut up.
Now, my nephew would say that those are not nice words, and we should ask people to please be quiet.
Shut up was a cuss word in my house when my kids were growing up, and you'd have to put money in the cuss jar if you told somebody to shut up. So,
yep, you don't say those things. That's not nice.
So we should learn how to just end the conversation. How about when somebody says, the bottom line is, and then they talk for another 10 minutes.
That's the worst on any Zoom call.
I have interrupted people before.
Over the past year.
I've interrupted people before with, that's one hell of a long bottom line. And they look at you like, what does that mean? And at the end of the day, what does that mean? You know, well, at the end of the day, it's like, it's 6:30 in the morning.
I might be guilty of using that phrase every once in a while.
You know, one you do use once in a while is to make a long story short. You say that.
Oh, listen, that's a family trait.
Oh, is it really?
And then we talk for another 15 minutes.
Are you going to blame Brucia? Don't blame Boucher on
this. No, I'm not blaming Boucher. I'm just saying the Washaleskis like to do several things. One is tell the same stories over and over again.
Well, yeah, there's
that. We have
that.
A collection of stories. We repeat them at least 15 times. And then you say, to make a long story short, and you know that it's not going to be a short story.
Yeah.
It's genetic.
So maybe we should call the National Academy of Sciences to the USA and say this could be a genetic problem?
Potentially.
Hmm.
That or else it's just because, you know, we're from the region.
There it is. The region. The news is next. They're allowed to talk, too. Mark's got the news. Rob's got the sports. And Steve has the weather.
Luckily, they're all blissfully short.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
I don't understand this smoking thing. I mean, I'm not going to judge here, Laura, but
okay.
if you've smoked 100 cigarettes in your entire life,
okay.
you could move up in line to get your COVID vaccine. This is what they're saying in North Carolina, but every state is different, right?
At least from my perspective. So I have a friend who lives in Virginia.
Okay.
And yes, was eligible for the vaccine because he's a smoker. I'm thinking it has to do with COPD, which is one of the qualifiers in Pennsylvania, because COVID affects your breathing so much.
Mm-hmm.
They're wanting to vaccinate folks earlier who could have the potential for breathing problems.
Okay, so, but 100 cigarettes in your entire life? I know people that can knock that off in a day, probably.
Oof, right? have you smoked 100 cigarettes in your life?
I don't smoke. I don't smoke at all. I have smoked a couple of things in my day, but I do mm-hmm. not smoke cigarettes. Okay.
I've never smoked a cigarette in my life, right hand to God, seriously.
Yeah, me either. I don't have any interest in it. I try not to judge those who do, except for when they get in my car and I say, don't stink the place up.
My whole thing was never really like, oh, it's bad for you, whatever. I was like, I'm going to light this thing on fire and put it next to my face. It's not a good idea. So I just stay away from anything that involves like fire coming in close proximity with any part of me.
Same rule, very same rule I used a long time ago when I was on my internship with a TV station, and they like to go out for flaming shots after the 11 o'clock news.
Nope.
I was like, okay, so let me get this right. We call them snake bites. Okay, so you light it on fire, and you hold it up against your mouth while it's burning, and on the count of three, you pour it in your mouth, and it will go out on the way down your throat. I've got a mustache, a beard, and I had Bon Jovi hair at the time sticking out all over the place. No fire near my face. But yes, back to the cigarette thing. 100 cigarettes in a lifetime for North Carolina. That's weird.
Here's my question. Why are all the rules so different between states? Because I was under the impression that as the vaccines were rolling out, they were coming nationally. Like, all of this is subsidized by the federal government.
Right.
So COVID vaccines don't have any cost other than like maybe an administration fee at whatever hospital you go to. But why is it so different state to state?
No idea. I mean, and God knows Texas is like its own country right now. They're doing whatever they want. Hey, no more masks. Yay. What?
Yeah, I mean,
come on, people.
Texas is like a little portion of the apocalypse right now. They had snow, they had ice, and then magically, like 2 weeks later, it was back up into the 70s.
Yeah.
And now they're just like, global pandemic, whatever.
And because of all that snow and ice, that's the reason why gasoline prices are up across the nation, not who's president. We had some bad weather where the oil refineries are.
Right?
You know, so,
there it is.
They're like their own world.
And
there it is. So I just, you know, people are going to start like lighting up cigarettes so they could move up in line. We talked about moving up in line yesterday. Don't you see people saying, oh, yeah, look at this. Yeah, I smoke. Can I move up?
Ooh, yeah. Actually, didn't SNL do an entire bit on that like last Saturday?
Yes, they did. But I'm thinking more of the classic episode of Seinfeld where George started smoking just so he could break up with his girlfriend who hated
it.
I've always smoked.
I've never seen you smoke.
Oh, yeah. Well, big smoker. I gave it up for a while, but it was too tough. You know, I got the willpower.
Oh, I don't like this one bit.
Well, I can't stop now. I'm addicted. They got a hold of me.
like George on Seinfeld. So, I don't know what the lesson is here, Laura, but if you want to move up in line, light them up, boys.
No. Smoke-free is the way to be. Don't do it.
Thank you.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Advertising is in the eyes of the beholder. I love creativity. You love creativity. Laura, between you and I, we've come up with some pretty cool ideas.
We try.
Sometimes our ideas are met with raised eyebrows.
Yeah, sometimes with enthusiasm, other times with really.
Yeah, that one word, really. Well, really? Check out this advertising campaign. Okay. Win free beer by doing the Give a Crap Challenge.
What is the Give a Crap Challenge? Do we donate to charity?
Trade your poop for beer. Colon Cancer Foundation, Squatty Potty, and Dewclaw Brewery want to hook you up. And all it costs is a creamy pile of your homemade soft serve. Sign up for your chance to get one of 100 test kits. If you're selected, our friends at Everly Well will send you an at-home colon cancer screening test. Take the test.
Oh, God, it got on my finger!
And send your poop back for a colon cancer screening. We will send you an exclusive six-pack of Dewclaw's limited edition Sour Me Unicorn Farts beer. Bottled straight from the source, baby.
Are you kidding?
What? Wait. Now I have to Google and see if this is real.
This is the idea. I know you always will, but now listeners are like, wait a minute, free beer? You could get a six-pack of beer and a squatty potty for your bathroom if you get picked. You know, so sign up online and get picked.
Oh, my goodness.
The Give a Crap Challenge.
There's a feel-good portion behind it.
Okay, I'm sure
there is. You know what's really crappy? The website says the giveacrapchallenge.com.
Mm-hmm.
Colorectal cancer, and it's the nation's second deadliest form of cancer. It kills thousands of people every year.
Yes.
So basically, they're looking for people, like the advertisement said, willing to trade their poo sample for a brew sample.
News is next.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Just in case you didn't get enough Mardi Gras. Just in case you miss Nolens.
Nolens.
Yeah. Or maybe you just have wondered, I wonder what Queen's We Will Rock You sound like as a Dixieland song.
I'm so curious about this. Please push play.
Yeah, you could Google it and check out the video as well featuring Freddie Mercury and Queen and a Dixieland band. This is not the Quarantunes. We have nothing to do with this, but it's good.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. We will rock you. Your eyes gonna get you some peace someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put you back into your place.
I swear I heard that band in the basement of St. Stan's in Shamokin about 30 years ago. But they were a polka band.
You know
band.
What's funny? Oh my gosh, that sounds great, and I can picture it in my head. Freddie Mercury doing that high kick step.
Oh, yeah.
Like the bands do in New Orleans, yeah. With the umbrella up over his head, how they like move him up and down.
Yeah, got to be an umbrella with a lot of frills on it. Yeah,
what is it, a Zydeco band? Right?
Yeah,
isn't that Zydeco?
Yeah. I'm telling you. Or a church basement band in Shamokin. It's the same thing.
Dixie does sound an awful lot like polka music.
Now, this is where the polka comes in.
Buddy, you can,
right?
You can polka to this,
right?
Hey, if you're with us, yeah, that's all right. If you're with us earlier this morning, we talked about cutting in line to get your vaccine. If you're a smoker, it could happen in North Carolina. Well, Jimmy Kimmel has his thoughts coming up. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Hey, 94K.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
plan?
I don't know.
Actually, they're both playing at the same time.
How is this happening right now?
I don't know, but I just ran up the hall as fast as I possibly could.
That's okay.
It's Harry Styles. And there it is, coming up next, I promise.
Don't worry. Don't go anywhere, Tom.
94KX.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Guess where this one comes from, Laura?
Florida?
Right you are. Cops in Jacksonville, Florida are looking for a porch pirate stealing packages while dressed like a space alien.
I had an actual alien walk up to my door and take my package. We have had a lot of theft and car break-ins, door pullers through the area, just trying to go through people's stuff. Like, okay, what's happening next? What are they going to try and do next?
What are they going to try to do next?
Oh my gosh.
Space alien porch pirates.
I hope the real aliens are watching and they abduct that porch pirate.
There you go. And if you're a real freak, how would you like this? A woman, again, in Florida, played Freak Out in a Loop. Hey, you are a freak.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
All right, people are getting crazier, I'm convinced. I don't know. Okay. I mean, you've got the good news coming up. Sometimes the stupid news, as far as what you could find, outweighs the good news. That's when we know people are getting crazier.
I know, it's very interesting when you're kind of scrolling through news stories and you looking... You have to look hard for a happy story because everything else is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Sometimes it's in your own backyard. I'm driving through a neighborhood the other day and somebody still didn't take down their ginormous Trump Pence sign. It's like, hey, you know what? Dude, it's over. Just take it down. But right next to that sign, the guy, the person in this house had a giant piece of plywood spray painted that said, stay out of my yard. I don't know what that has to do with anything, unless people are trying to steal his old Trump sign. I don't know. But people are getting like, they're starting to just do weird things, and they feel it's justified. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, people are just weird, different, and that's cool. That's okay.
It gives me material for, and there it is, like that lady that just kept blasting Freak Out by Chic.
It does indeed.
Told her neighbor knocked on her door and beat her up, you know, so that, and then here's another story. This kind of makes me laugh, but still it's not right. A 50-year-old guy just keeps playing bad karaoke versions of Toto's Africa to his neighbors. What the hell was that?
Oh, that's bad.
I mean, wow.
Oh, no.
Now, this went on for days.
Why?
And finally, the police knocked on his door and they fined him like $5,800 for some real bad Toto. What? Like, what is the reason for that? I don't know.
I mean, does he really want to annoy his neighbors that much?
I guess. And I know we always try to bring some good out of these weird stories. So if you're singing karaoke at the fire company this weekend, guess what? You're good.
In comparison to that?
Yes. 94KX.
Is this Tom and Laura in the morning?
Yes, it is. What's up?
This is Boosha.
Boosha. Boosha, can't you just walk over to your daughter's house?
I can, but I'm on my way to get my shot, my second shot, and I do want to confirm that it was snowing in Elysburg.
Okay, but you know what moms do? Moms always stick up for their kids.
No, right? Don't do that.
I don't. You know me better than that. I don't. I call her out if it's an untruth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it is indeed snowing.
It was indeed snowing. I'm going towards Danville, and it is not snowing going towards Danville, but it was snowing in Elysburg.
Okay. More importantly, good luck with your second COVID vaccine.
I know. I'm very excited, but a little apprehensive.
Right. We got our fingers crossed for you. Okay, Boosha?
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Bye. Oh, is there anything you want to say to your mom now? She's
Listen,
calling
my
in.
My mom would throw me under the bus if I was fibbing. Seriously.
I love that Boucha.
She would. She would call me out. She'd call up and be like, Laura's lying.
So it actually is snowing in Elysburg. Possibly the only place in the world.
Well, right now, although Missy on the 94KX Facebook page mentioned that it was also flurrying in Winfield as she was coming through.
Okay, thanks.
Now
for
I'm looking
in.
Out and it's kind of slowed down, but our favorite rabbit bus driver, good morning, Ryan.
All right.
He also messaged that it was flurrying in Elysburg.
Where is he driving the big bus? Oh, he's in Elysburg. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Missy's in Winfield and they have snow.
Yep, little flurries.
And we're on Blue Hill where it snows about 300 days a year and it's not snowing.
So weird.
All right, you heard the news.
You've heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about
it. Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right.
All right. Flurries aside, because Mother Nature hates us.
Yes. Yes.
The pandemic has been a thing. And even while many restaurants and businesses struggle to stay in business, a pizza place in our neighbor, New Jersey, called Calabria, has donated thousands of meals during this pandemic.
If you need help, any food, don't go to sleep without feeding your family, your kids. It's our time to give back. You don't need to say anything. If you're embarrassed, we'll deliver it.
Yes! It's so delicious. It's delicious. They love it so much.
That's the bottom line, what we're here to do. It's to put a smile on people's face during this difficult time.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Isn't
that's
that
good news.
Amazing?
Yeah.
So far, they've given out around 170,000 meals over the past 12 months.
That's good news.
All right, now we're headed to Texas.
Oh, boy.
Trying to let the Lone Star State redeem itself.
Keep in mind, this is called good news now.
Yes.
Okay.
Someone in Texas accidentally gave a jacket to Goodwill.
Okay.
In the pockets, $5,000 in cash.
Wow.
The employee who found it, though, was honest, returned it to the individual who donated it. Here's the thing. The individual, one, was like, oh, my gosh, thank you, ended up donating it to Goodwill. And then the store ended up giving the employee a bonus for being so honest.
So maybe that $5,000 was in the pocket on purpose as a donation, but the employee found out who belonged to the jacket, gave it back, and then the money came back anyway. Wow.
Exactly. So it proves once again that honesty is always the best policy.
That's good news.
Now, this is really cool, and I would love to see this start here. A group in Canada started a program where teenagers can sign up to call seniors once a week. Check in with them, talk for a while. It's been a huge success. A couple hundred seniors and a couple hundred young people are involved, and it's gaining momentum, right?
Wow.
Here's the awesome story that came out of this. They're supposed to talk for right around 30 minutes. A lot of the calls run long. The teenagers don't seem to mind. One 17-year-old girl who wants to be a nurse got paired with a 99-year-old woman who used to be a nurse.
Oh.
They finally got to meet in person for the first time after talking on the phone daily for a month.
Now that 99-year-old retired nurse is now a mentor.
Right?
That's good news.
That's great news. And I don't know, if anybody listening wants to start that up around here, it's a great idea.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. This is Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
So you have a Tom and Laura's top five for me?
I do indeed. Apparently, have you heard about this? That Gen Z, so like young people, have canceled skinny jeans and side parts.
Oh, we talked about this a few weeks ago. You're still upset about this?
I am a little bit.
Okay.
Because like the 90s called, and it wants all of the things that you're telling me to wear back.
Yeah, there you go. Because today's Gen Z, they don't remember the 90s.
Nope, because they were born like in the 2000s.
Okay, yeah.
So a new survey basically asked people fashion trends that they'd like to leave behind in the pre-pandemic era and not see again as we move forward. I think fashion for the past roughly year to year and a half has consisted mainly of sweatpants, leggings, and oversized sweatshirts and house shoes.
Okay, so that's why we're not talking about pandemic fashion. We're talking the things that we wore pre-pandemic. pandemic that we're not going to wear again. That we should
apparently
wear.
The survey also found that like 40% of people think that formal clothing will become more comfortable coming out of the pandemic because people are so used to being just in comfy clothes all the time anymore.
Yeah, remember that Japanese company that was making the men's suits made out of linen? Oh, that was kind of cool.
Linen and sweatpants suits. Anyway, these are things that we don't want to see again. We'll go 5-1.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, number 5, body suits.
Okay.
I love a bodysuit.
I know you wear them.
It doesn't bunch up when you try to tuck it in. Like it's one piece. It looks like slenderizing. I love a bodysuit.
I know you wear them and you wear them well, but I always think like back in the day when you worked in a gas station, you put the old Esso bodysuit on and zip it up so you don't get grease on your real clothes. I don't know.
One piece is easy dressing, which leads me to number 4.
All right.
A romper.
Now, what was a romper again? We had this discussion.
Okay, this is shorts, the one-piece short outfit thingy. You've seen me in one of those.
Yes, rompers. Okay.
Again, I love them. And a jumpsuit.
Okay, so you're 0-2 right now. Oof.
All right, now we're getting a little personal.
Okay.
Nobody likes visible panty lines. So apparently thongs are supposed to go away.
I think thongs should have gone away a long time ago.
Except, and ladies, you know what I'm talking about. You don't like to see that line. At least I don't.
Okay.
So either you're wearing some Spanx or you're wearing a thong.
Okay. There it is. I'm with you. I think.
Okay.
I don't know.
This probably should have gone away a long time ago. Number 2 is pleather.
Yeah, exactly. If it ain't
but
real
like
leather.
Bad pleather. Because there are a lot of vegan leathers out there so that aren't animal-based, that are kinder to the environment, that actually look really, really nice. So I think we need to, like, make a pass here.
Yeah, lose the pleather. Mm-hmm.
All right, and number 1 is apparently skinny jeans.
Wow. They're supposed to go away forever.
Apparently. But the jeans that are coming back are boot cut. And do you remember it was such a trend where the bootcut jeans, again, we talked about this, last week, they would drag on the ground, they would get all wet at the back, but then you wore pointy-toed shoes with them. I guarantee you remember this, Tom.
Yeah.
Like early 2000s, super pointy-toed shoes that were really uncomfortable, but Stacy from What Not to Wear and Clinton said that it elongated the leg.
Okay. All my pointy-toed shoes and big wide jeans went to community aid about 10 years ago. Some kid in high school is wearing them right now.
Oh my goodness gracious.
All right, news is next to check on sports and the AccuWeather forecast.
It's all coming up, pointy toed shoes or not, with Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
I was amazed standing in front of the frozen food cases in the Wise Markets, how many flavors there are of ravioli.
Oh, okay.
I was like, wasn't there just meat and cheese ravioli?
That's kind of where my mind was going. And then around fall time, sometimes there's like pumpkin ravioli.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'd try that on a Tuesday. I mean, spinach. I even saw garlic chicken stuffed ravioli. I was like, whoa.
That sounds very delicious. This is at Wise's?
Yeah. So this brings us to something we're going to try new next week, friends. And you have to be with us. It is called Frozen Food Finds with Tom and Laura in the morning.
Excellent.
At Wise Markets. We'll give you a frozen item that we found at any Wise Market, any neighborhood, because they're everywhere. Mm-hmm, and all you have to do is listen later on and repeat that frozen find of the day to Mark Stevens, and you're a winner. Now, should we make this really, really hard? Because I don't like that. I like to make it easy to win.
No, see, and then I like to stump people. So I like everybody to have to work a little bit. Also, as we browse the frozen food section at Wise Markets this weekend, I want to find like the most unique items.
Oh, okay.
But then maybe we could take and make then be super awesome. Maybe it could become a Try It Tuesday.
That could be fun too. So you get like two entertaining portions of Tom and Laura in one great contest. You can win a $25 gift card from Wise Markets next week with Frozen Finds. With Tom and Laura.
In the morning. Yay, 94KX.
Wow. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Chad Evans on the way in next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. What a show, man. We just banged it out today, man.
We did. We did okay today, didn't we?
I think we did. I hope everyone enjoyed it. People, let us know how we're doing. You know, let us know the ups and downs. I used to work in radio with a guy who was on in the midday, and I was the afternoon guy. And when he was done in the midday, he did my afternoon sports. And every day he would say, nobody might think we're funny, but we do.
At least we are laughing collectively at our own jokes.
I guess. And sometimes reality is funny enough. We like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day.
Well, I'm in a group text right now.
Okay.
And my friends and my husband and wife, they're like texting back and forth. Texts are flying. And everybody's asking, they're like, why is it only Thursday?
Why is it only Thursday? That's how we open the show. I'm in a blur.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyway, Friday called. I'm letting you know this, Tom. Friday called.
Yeah?
She'll be here tomorrow. And she's bringing the wine.
Bingo! Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.